tell.
And County Supervisor Diane Dillon with a Facebook reminder. Many small businesses in Napa County are dealing with physical and economic losses stemming from the October wildfires. Well, some grants could be available to you from a program partnership between the Napa Valley Community Disaster Relief Fund, the Napa Sonoma Small Business Development Center, and Working Solutions. Go to NapaValleyCF.org for more info. Napa in the North Bay, you are up to date. I'm Nate Campbell. That's the news.
At Sacramento International Airport, the most flyer-friendly experience around, and over 150 daily flights to more than 35 major destinations come together to make every leg of your journey as easy as SMF. Learn more at smf.aero.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Contact Steve and the commercial vans team at Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield. 707-430-0273.
Community Grapevine.
You're invited to join us for Festival Napa Valley's 13th annual summer season, July 20th through the 29th. Where the world's best classical, jazz, and dance artists perform in iconic Napa Valley settings. This summer, there are more free concerts than ever to choose from. Sundays at the Symphony, the Festival Live Chamber Music Series, the Grand Cru Piano Series, and more. Check out the complete festival schedule and reserve your seats now at festivalnapavalley.org. It's the 10 best days of summer.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. And OnePlus now has over 100 tools, because we keep making new, innovative tools that help you get more done faster and easier than ever before. And our new high-performance lithium-ion batteries will improve the performance of all our 18-volt tools. Ryobi OnePlus, now the world's largest. During Ryobi Days, get great deals on OnePlus tools, exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
My family and I finally found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block.
Can we go to the park anytime we want?
Yes, sweetie.
Then, after we were turned down, how was I going to explain? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building?
So we made a call and found out that's illegal.
If you think you've been discriminated against, call your local Fair Housing Center.
Fair Housing is your right. Use it.
Call Fair Housing Napa Valley at 707-224-9720 for more information.
Judd's Napa Valley Show. Every episode, a veritable cornucopia of Finkel fun.
Get ready for another heapful of fascinating things to know from witty and intriguing people on Judd's Napa Valley Show. No stale script and no rehearsing, live from a Napa studio. You may be that intriguing person on Judd's Napa Valley Show. On Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa Valley Show.
In honor of Election Day, just because you do not take an interest in politics doesn't mean politics won't take an interest in you. Paracels, 430 BC. And now, live from the 1440 KVON studios at Broadcast Park in the beautiful Napa Valley, it's Judd's Napa Valley Show. I'm Lauren Mull, and here's your host, Judd Finkelstein.
Good morning, Lauren Mull. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Judd, how about you?
I'm great. As you mentioned, it is Election Day. You had that nice quote from, that ancient quote from Pericles. So, folks,
Pericles. Oh, I'm so sorry, Judd.
What happened?
I pronounced his name wrong.
Oh, what did you say? I wasn't even paying attention. I heard you say something, and I looked and read who had written it. But anyway, thank you for that reminder, folks. It's Election Day. If you haven't already mailed it in, today's the day. Get it in the mail or drop it off at one of the collection points. You want to get your vote to count. That's kind of important, I'd say.
Actually, it is.
That's good to know. What are you doing, man? What's up in the world of Lauren Mull?
Well, I recently got to take my first ever trip to Angel Island last week with my mom and dad.
Oh, no kidding. How was that?
It was a wonderful experience.
Did you sail out there with someone you knew, or did you get on one of the charters? How'd you get out there?
Actually, we went on the ferry from Vallejo.
Ah, very nice. And then what happened when you were out there?
And then we kind of walked around to Fisherman's Wharf for a bit, and then we caught the Blue and Gold fleet to actually get to Angel Island.
Oh, I see. I got you. Okay. Fun. And on Angel Island, did you hike around? Did you picnic? Did you take in the sights?
Actually, we did two out of the three that you just mentioned.
And it's up to me to guess?
I'll tell you. We took a hike, and then we took out some of the sites, like the immigration station.
Okay, cool. You know, I haven't done that in a really long time. That's a good reminder. I'll bet it was beautiful. It was gorgeous this weekend.
It was.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for the inspiration. I'm going to have to do that one of these days, take my kids out there.
Oh, sure. And then we went back to Fisherman's Wharf, and then we had lunch at the Boudin Bakery. Have you ever been there, Judd?
Yeah, you know, I have. That's pretty cool. You can see the whole process, how they make the sourdough bread, and they've got the nice clam chowder.
Oh, they do. That's one of the reasons I love going there.
Okay, good to know. When you got a birthday coming up, I know what you want.
I do.
Clam chowder.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Give the gift that
keeps on giving.
Says I care.
That's right.
Clam chowder.
Yeah, and okay. A sourdough bread bowl.
That keeps on giving. We'll get into that in another show.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm totally fine with that. So what's been going on with you, Judd? I'm sorry you couldn't make it in last week.
Yeah, you know, travel. It just kept me away. I didn't get until very late the night before. I knew I wouldn't have time to properly prep. And if I can't properly prep, I'm not going to do the program. You know, I don't want to put shoddy radio on there. I mean, why I was trying to be a smart aleck and say, you know, why start now doing excellent radio? But I'm pretty proud about what we do. You know, we've gotten nice comments throughout the community. In fact, one of my guests who's here today said that he ran into some folks who said, oh, they even listened to this show and they were excited he was going to be on. So I was like, wow, it's not just my mom and my aunt that listen. There are other people. So that's good to know. What have I been up to? Well, a little bit of travel. Went down south last weekend. And enjoyed a bit of the SoCal lifestyle. But now back up and just enjoying beautiful spring, almost into summer. School's just about out. Gearing up for Yucapalooza. Can't mention it enough. It's a wonderful and fun event coming up. It's usually the last Friday of July, and in this year it's no exception, July 27th. It's at Oxbow Public Market here in Napa, out on the river deck, starting at 6 p.m., go till about 9. It's free to attend. And it will be an evening of ukulele madness. My own band, the Maikai Gents, will be there kind of anchoring the evening, playing throughout our old-time Hawaiian music. But we invite anybody who cares to bring a ukulele along to get up and strum for the crowd. We've had some wonderful performers get up. We've had our local strumming group, the Wine Country Flea Jumpers, have performed. It's just a lot of fun, and the Oxbow Merchants put on one night only island style specials. So if you're an Oxbow regular, this is a great opportunity to come back and try something new that you wouldn't have experienced the last time you were there. As I said, it's free to attend, but it is a benefit for Voices Youth Center. How is it a benefit? Well, they always have a raffle. So they'll go around selling raffle tickets. They've got great prizes. You want to support them. And then, also, this is kind of fun. Retro Diva. So if you don't have anything to wear, you know, Aloha style, this is one of the Bay Area's premier vintage Aloha wear dealers, and she'll be there with at least two racks full of beautiful, colorful, vintage Aloha wear for you to, you can put it on right there. I know the staff of Kitchen Door, the restaurant right there on the deck, are always the first ones to run out because they have Aloha Friday every Friday and they need cool shirts to wear. So they're always, you want to get there maybe before the Kitchen Door folks poach everything, but that's my tip. Also, our cruise. I'll just mention that quickly. If you go to judshill.com, click on events, you'll see all our great events, including our wine cruise next year in France. We're going from Paris to Normandy.
Ah,
yeah,
hey.
I know. Oui, c'est bon. And it's going to be great. March 28th for a week on the river up to Normandy and back, where we will encounter great food, beautiful and historic sites. Great wine, of course. It will be the 30th anniversary of Judd's Hill, so we'll be bringing along some very special wines to share with folks. It will also be the 75th anniversary of the landings, the D-Day landings in Normandy. So we'll be able to commemorate that as well with some special tours and programs when we get up to that area. All the information is at judshill.com. Click on events, and that'll be there, plus lots more. We've got a great show today. I'm very excited to meet these people. There's a little clue right there. It's not just one guest. We've got a studio full today. Would you like to introduce them, Mr. Lorne Mole?
Sure, but obviously they are not local Napa County politicians, thus pertaining to today, Election Day.
Right. Somehow I have a feeling they're probably out doing last-minute campaigning.
Apparently.
Okay.
These folks can really work a clone Vine Acre, but not one is a foam Stein Shaker. Well, maybe beer is their thing, but where they really take wing is in their role as master home winemaker.
Aha! We have home winemakers. This is great, by the way. This is very nice, Lorne Mole. Great intro. Come on up to the microphone, everybody. We've got, let's see, in what order shall I do this? We've got Cassandra Weinerth. We have Chief Gary Green of the Dry Creek La Coya Volunteer Fire Department. We have George O'Meara, and we have Greg Weinerth. And these are all fabulous home winemakers. We're going to talk about making wine at home. We are going to talk about the upcoming Home Winemakers Classic coming up June 23rd. And we're just going to have a nice time. We're going to find out a little bit about the fire department. Where to start even? I'm not even sure. There's so many of you and so much to talk about. Let's pop in with, let's just talk about winemaking, home winemaking in general, and maybe how you got inspired to do this. And maybe I'm going to go down the line. And Cassandra, you're sitting in pole position. So let's start off with you. You are, you are a local artist and designer and home winemaker, been making wine now for 20 or so years.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. As an artist, I often talk about how wine is this great intersection of art and science, and you really have to have a handle on in both of those worlds to make it happen. And as an artist yourself, that must be very appealing to you.
The art part is appealing to me. The science part, not so much.
Oh no.
we always have trouble with, you know, measurements and things like that because mm-hmm. none of us are really very scientific. I'm really visual, as you can imagine, and so, you know, that's kind of my take on things. But we were sitting around about 21 years ago drinking wine with two other couples. And we decided that we could do this. We could make wine.
That's a dangerous thought.
It was dangerous, and it happened really quickly.
Yeah.
Within a week, one of the couples found a source for grapes.
Uh-huh.
And they had to be picked that weekend. So it was
wow.
So we just jumped right in. We didn't know very much, and we learned by the seat of our pants. You know, it was very exciting.
And what is your approach? You were inspired by just having a nice time drinking wine, and now that you're into it, what's your inspiration to keep going?
My husband. This is his passion now. He's really taken this on as a hobby. And with our name of our winery, we call ourselves the Valley Girls.
Oh.
Yeah. It's funny that the main wine guy is a guy. But the men were fine when we decided on the name. We thought it would be kind of cute to have kind of a funny name. And, you know, the three women were all blondes, and so we acted kind of ditzy and everything. And
throwing a little totally and like a lot
totally,
of likes and
yeah.
some gag me's and all that.
Yeah. So all of those kind of things. So, but it's really taken on Greg's passion. He's really the one that's kind of spearheading this.
And Greg is standing here without a microphone, but you can feel free to lean in if you want to join this conversation. No, we're not going to be able to hear you unless you see.
Yeah, but George has to leave in a few minutes.
Okay, we're going to go. We'll go over to George. That's right. I'm sorry, George. I forgot. You've got to leave early here. So, Cassandra, I do want to get back because I want to find out what type of wine you're making and who the Valley Girls are and all that. So, leave us in suspense. We're going to come back to this. But, George, thank you for reminding me. you have a engagement you need to get to, but let's talk about you. You are one of the stalwarts of the home winemaking scene here in Napa Valley. Let's talk a little bit about your experience and how you got into this, when you got into this, what your inspiration was, is.
Okay.
Take it from there. And
we moved to California from Chicago. So I was born and raised Irish Catholic in Chicago, and we came out here in 1979, lived in the city. It was very easy to just go up 101 to 37 to come up the wine country. And back in 1979, we ran into Mike Gergich at Gergich Hills. And if you remember way back when, the opportunity to go up and taste and look at the tasting rooms was non-existent, right? He had basically had a table by his stainless steel tanks, and that's where he poured his wine.
Yeah, 40 so years ago, yeah.
Yeah, so the inspiration came from Mike Gergich, actually. He said, you actually can make your own wine. I said, I'm not too sure about that. Well, lo and behold, circa 35 years later, we buy a home up here in Napa 5 years ago. Uh-huh. I had a small gentleman's vineyard, 300 Cabernet plants.
Oh, okay.
In Coombsville, little Coombsville.
Oh, nice area to grow that.
And the first thing we learned about making wine was it's when they say on the bottles, handcrafted. It really is handcrafted.
Yes.
Because other than the crusher, the stemmer, it's everything else is done by hand. So right. Racking, pressing, everything else like that is a lot of work.
And as a home winemaker, are you making this at home? Do you take the grapes to a collective place where other folks get involved, or this is really right at your home?
You know, I actually did the research after we did our first harvest, or before our first harvest.
Yeah.
And there's this place called Judge Hill that does custom crush.
Yeah, I'm familiar. Yes, yes.
But they were just a little too expensive for me.
Well, you know, well, there's a bit of investment. You know, it's a Napa Valley winery and whatnot, which has its overhead. So yeah, if you can make it at home and with 300 vines.
Our first vintage was a 2014, and as you remember, 2014 was a pretty good year for yields, and those 300 vines produced 3 barrels.
Wow.
Yeah, so we had a huge yield.
That's a big yield.
Yeah. And the name of our winery is called Double O Vineyards.
Okay.
And it comes with the last name O'Meara.
O'Meara.
Right? So my son, who is actually going to Napa Valley College, studying wine production and enology, he basically came up and said, let's do this together, Dad. I said, okay, great. I'll put your name in the label.
Okay, so it's the two O's, two O'Meara's.
Double O's.
Double O. Okay, and where would one... I mean, it's home wine, so I guess where would one get a chance to try this? Probably get invited to your place?
That's right. It's all handcrafted. At the same time, it's not for resale.
Of course.
So it's for friends and family, and even Chief Green, who will talk about this later, he took it to a party the other day, and it catches people by surprise. So
wonderful. Yeah. That's great. Now, I mean, 3 barrels, though, that's a significant production for home winemaking. It's about, 75 cases or so? Do you hold, like a little release party for your friends just so they can all get a little taste?
We actually live our social life based upon events. There's a crush. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And do you get your friends to come in to help you stomp grapes?
They usually come for 1 year.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah. Once they realize how much work it is, you don't see them again, but okay.
Right. And then... Then there's the press. You go to the press. That's another big event and a chance to have a party.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, there's in between that, then there's the bottling, which we're going to bottle our 2016 in another month.
And what does that look like? Bottling, even on our scale. I mean, we're a very small commercial winery. We've got a nice bottling line, but it's still probably my least favorite thing to do in the whole process. I love blending, grape selection, all this type of stuff. I think is great. But bottling, it just, to me, it's the repetitive nature. I don't care for repetition, and that's really all it is, all day, same thing over and over,
Your task is. There's not a lot of art and science to bottling.
No.
But the fact is, a lot of people get off on the fact that, hand pull the cork in there, put the foil on, and then more importantly, we actually do labels as well, so it's a nice little production line.
And how are your labels applied? Do you have them on a spool, like a sticker?
No, they're
hand-glued?
Hand-glued, yeah. No, actually, they're pre-stickered, but pre-adhesive. But you just take them off and line the bottle up and lay
it
on top.
Got it. Okay. Very good. So, yeah, you need a few hands there to help you out.
And yeah.
I'm sure people are at least appreciative. Do you pay them in wine?
We do.
For helping out?
Yeah,
okay.
They all walk up with a case, so.
Oh, that's pretty generous.
We are generous. But the best job is the person who does the fill. So we have one of those little small four spout fillers, and if all of a sudden it's in the bottle, it doesn't look like it's all the way to the top. Just a little sip, takes it down, and by the end of the day, he's a little He's feeling his oats there, so.
Oh, I can only imagine if we had somebody doing that on our bottling line. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. The health department might have something to say about that. But and it's cab, 100% cab?
100% cab, yeah. It's
from your vineyard right there in Coombsville. Mm-hmm. Great area to be growing Cabernet.
Well, it's good when the weather's good. As you know, we're late harvest. We generally harvest the first or second week in October, which mm-hmm. is pretty late.
Is that not more or less typical for that area? It's one of the later harvests of the valley?
Very typical.
Yeah, so you
but,
get that.
But the weather for the last 4 or 5 years has been exceptional.
Yeah.
Other than when we had Shatter in 2015.
Yeah, that is right. We had, there was like the one day of rain happened during the flower.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. Let's not think about that, though. how did you get involved with the Home Winemakers Classic?
We've had some friends that have gone to the Classic for probably the last 10 or 15 years, and they said, you should submit your wine.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I submitted it last year and came away with a first-place ribbon.
Wow.
Home winemakers are very spoiled or very accustomed to drinking their own wine, right?
So, yeah, of course.
Drink your own bathwater, right? But the fact is, when you actually get it validated, and I just got the tasting notes from the four judges, and it was amazing. It was all over the place. You know, somebody said it has a little VA to it. Another person says incredibly robust, you know, has wonderful balance. So you can't please all the judges, but we were happy to have an award last year.
Well, I know in this competition, it's pretty serious. There's a professional judging panel. And if a wine isn't deemed to be good enough to earn a first place, they're not going to award a first place. They might award a second and third place, am I right? Yeah. But there won't be a first place wine. Which sounds kind of funny, but, you know, you guys take it seriously. There has to be a certain quality, so congratulations. That definitely speaks well to your winemaking and grape growing.
Right. But imagine this, though. We had once and twice used barrels.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of them barrel blasted, put some oak staves in there to kind of give it like a 50% refresh. And then when my son and I, we were so naive about how to do topping, we had these 5-gallon carboys.
Yeah.
And we would take the 5-gallon carboy, put the funnel in the top, and pour it straight in like that.
Yeah.
So, but you know, that's a 5-gallon carboy's got to be, what, 45 or 50 pounds?
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah,
you're probably building up your upper body there.
It's like another version of splash racking. We were splash filling at the same time.
You know, we all have our techniques. That's part of the magic of winemaking. It makes each lot unique and special and part of the story.
Yeah, the other thing we've learned is we did very little testing. You know, we used ETS the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not inexpensive to get these tests run, and
you can
check it all off. But I would take the results, and I'd go to some professionals like yourself, and I would get some advice. But in home winemaking, the hardest thing for us is controlling VA.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think in smaller lots that at home you'd be able to have better control, but the fact is when you go to production facilities like yours, fact is you actually can control it in much, much better fashion.
Is that right? No, we take that stuff very seriously, and I know that's a challenge. I mean, winemaking is not an easy task, I think, no matter what scale you're doing it on. You have to pay a lot of attention all the time. It takes a lot of care. Should we talk briefly just about the event while you're still here,
go,
George?
Go for it,
The Home Winemakers Classic. And it's coming up June 23rd.
Correct.
And Chief Gary, do you want to talk about this a little bit?
Well, yeah, I do. A couple things. First of all, I got to realize that the reason why we have this event is that these folks are passionate about their wine. I mean, where in the world would you find a place where people are going to bring their wine and openly pour it to the public? They actually give it away to the public because they're so proud about it. They want the public to see what it's all about. So that's why this is called the Cult Wine Event. You cannot find these wines anywhere else.
No.
You won't, ever. And, you know, some of these folks are so good they become bonded wineries, so that's really cool as well. But this whole event started 35 years ago. Our volunteer fire department, you know, we had to have our own money for our firehouse and things like that, and we used to have a rummage sale, and that'd bring in $200.
Yeah.
And you were the first volunteer fire department in California to have women firefighters. We're the first back in the 70s.
Oh,
made
wow.
Worldwide headings. We even have that on our website.
That's great.
You can see all those articles. And the girl said, well, you know, I know a couple of home winemakers. Let's see if they're willing to pour. And son of a gun, 35 years ago, that's how it started. And this is our only fundraiser for the Dry Creek Coy Volunteer Fire Department, and this supplies everything we need to do to keep everything running behind the scenes. And it's just a marvelous event. This year we have 29 home winemakers, and our first time we're inside, we're going to be at the CIA at Copia mm-hmm. this year. We've had problems in the past. We've had some wonderful venues like Krug Winery, other places, but being outside in the summer has been some issues with corks rising up in the heat.
Yeah.
So we're going to avoid that. We're now inside, nice air-conditioned area, and Copia is, of course, a beautiful setting as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So we're excited to be there and see how this is going to work out on June 23rd of this month.
That's it. Saturday, June 23rd, CIA Copia, 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m.
That's correct.
And that Copia, if you don't know, folks, just look it up. It's downtown right next to Oxbow, in the Oxbow District, I guess.
That's correct.
$45 if you buy your tickets right now.
Right now,
$50 online. If you show up at the door.
That's right. www.homewinemakersclassic.org. And another thing we have, which is really unique, we do actually have a silent auction. And the silent auction has bonded winery and gift certificates. And that's where we make, of course, most of our money to support the volunteer fire department, so the silent auction. So if you come there, you're going to find some wonderful things as well. Like we have Harlan this year. We have a VIP tour and tasting for eight. It's worth $5,000, which is kind of incredible.
Wow.
I can't wrap my head around that, but that's what it's worth.
Okay.
And we have also other donations from Judd's Winery, for example, which we totally appreciate. Thank
Always
you very much.
Always happy to support, of course.
And so we have lots of local bonded wineries, professional wineries that also provide things for us, which is great.
And are there little nibbles along the way while people sip wine, or is this strictly wine?
Well, no. We usually have a catering event, and being okay. at the CIA, of course, it's definitely catered.
Okay.
Because all the nibbles will come from the CIA chefs.
Perfect. That's going to be great. Fun event. As you said, 35 years this has been happening?
Yes, this is our 35th year.
I mean, ever since I can remember, although I've been here longer than 35 years, but I was pretty young, but ever since I can remember, this has been going on, and it's one of the more popular events that happens in Napa Valley every year. And
it is, because it's also like a conference. As George was talking about, how learning how to make homemade wine, the winemakers show up ahead of time before the event even starts. It's a chance for them to get together, sip each other's wine, and say, well, son of a gun, how did you get this? Mm-hmm. What did you do here? Mm-hmm. So it's a mini conference for them to get together to share their own results.
Yeah, how fun. And to meet people who are, they're not making their living by this, but they're doing it just only because they love doing it.
It's their passion, correct.
You know, a lot of us do make a living, and we also love doing it, but the fact that you would choose to do this and not get paid to do it, I can't fathom, because I know how much work goes into it. I mean, I enjoy it, but my goodness, I don't know if I'd be tackling it if there wasn't, you know, a little contribution to my kids' college fund happening along the way. Because, boy, oh, boy. Well, I don't have to tell you, folks. You know what a... What a momentous task it is to take grapes and turn it into good wine. I'll put that adjective on there. I mean, wine will happen naturally. If you just take some grapes and, you know, step on them and leave them in a jug, you know, you'll get wine, but, you know, are you going to want to drink that? No, the task of, you know, crafting it and coaxing it along to something elegant and delicious is... it's really something else.
So. And in the early years, again, we had the judging. The concept back then was, if there's three wines, there must be first, second, and third. And it took a while, the first couple of years, since we had professional judges, for the home winemakers to realize there may not be a first.
Uh-huh.
Maybe only a second, a third. And they finally understood that, because I put that out in emails to them, like, right. here's the way it really works, folks.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's interesting. And that certainly motivates folks to really put their all into it, I suppose. We should take a break. George, I know you're going to have to leave us here. Do you have any final...
I brought something here for the Judd.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I happened to play in a golf tournament yesterday. It was Thomas Keller Foundation.
Oh.
And here's a couple of Thomas Keller signed scotch glasses.
Oh, wow. How nice.
And I also went into the vault. Here's a Round Pond Estate Blood Orange Olive Oil.
Ooh, yum.
2014, by the way, so it's got a little age to it. Age for your protection, of course.
Yes, of course. Okay, I'll tell you what. Leave those here. We will do our... I'll announce the moment when we're going to do the little giveaway when we come back from the break. And I sure appreciate you bringing those along. Those are nice. Scotch glasses and olive oil. I want to thank you for joining us, George O'Meara of Double O. Is it Vineyards, Cellars, Wine?
Vineyards, yes.
Double O Vineyards. Yes. look for it at George's next party. So get on his good side and get invited over. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Chief Gary Green, with Cassandra and Greg. We're going to find out about all the wine that you guys make and a little bit more about the fire department. And this is exciting. The home winemakers are with us today.
We'll be back with more of Judd's Napa Valley Show right after these messages.
Fairy residents, Tooth speaking. Sorry, there's no credit fairy here. What's that? He magically raises your credit score? Yeah, there's no credit fairy. But you can improve your credit by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Money under your pillow? Sorry, kids only.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. You've seen me around the neighborhood, and you've told me I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we could grow up and be whatever we want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. There's enough food in this country to feed everyone. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up? This is Gwen speaking for Ad. Give up the keys. Choose a designated driver. Music lives. So should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation, where we say stop whatever you're doing, baby, and dance. Because movement is just one of the ways you can fight osteoarthritis pain. For more information, visit fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
If you've dropped your smartphone or tablet and cracked a screen, bring it to Computer Engineering Group. They can repair it for you. Computer Engineering Group provides the most complete line of full services, including IT solutions. Need a new server, network monitoring, or a backup solution? Computer Engineering Group can handle it for you. They also repair Apple and PC computers. Napa's one stop for IT services, computer, and smartphone repair is Computer Engineering Group. Call 833-CEG-9701.
If your steering wheel has more traction than your tires, that's a big oh no. Thankfully, for all your car's big O no's, there's always a big O yes. Now through June 17th at Big O Tires, get $70 off sets of four Michelin or up to $70 off select sets of four BF Goodrich brand tires, like the Michelin Defender TNH or BF Goodrich G-Force Comp 2AS. Eligibility may vary. Up to 10% shop fee based on non-discounted retail price not to exceed $35. Installation charges extra. Disposal fees were permitted. Available in-store at participating dealers. See redemption form for complete details. Void where prohibited.
Everyone's a Finkel friend on Judd's Napa Valley Show. At 1440 on your AM dial in Napa and streaming live around the world at KVON.com, back to Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lauren Mole. Glad to be here. We are with the home winemakers of the Home Winemakers Classic. And we've got with us Greg Weinerth. We have Cassandra Weinerth. Any relation?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And Chief Gary Green of the Dry Creek La Coya Volunteer Fire Department. They are all winemakers. They're all part of the Home Winemakers Classic coming up on June 23rd, which is one of the more popular events of all the amazingly popular events that happen in Napa Valley every year. You guys, kind of the cream rises to the top, huh? The cream of the crop rises to the top. You have to forgive me. It's early in the morning. I don't get up this early except on Tuesdays, and sometimes I can't speak. But this is really a hot ticket. And no pun intended coming from the fire chief, a hot ticket, but you also printed out for me. You're going to really let me give away some tickets, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Four complimentary tickets, and they are indeed hot pink. The only ones available in hot pink are yours.
This is it. These are unique. There are no other tickets like this. This is up to a $200 value. If
that
folks showed up, it'd be $50 to get
that
in.
That is absolutely correct.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to put the word in right now. Along with these tickets, we're going to throw in what George O'Meara, who had to leave, another great home winemaker, left for us. The Thomas Keller, let's take a look at that. Are they engraved? Are they signed? Are they, they're Scotch glasses, like rocks glasses, I believe. But in the meantime, I'll mention that he also has some Round Pond olive oil we're giving away. And, oh, these are individually wrapped rocks glasses. Let's have a look here. Yes, engraved Thomas Keller Golf Classic. You could put scotch. You could put wine. It's kind of like a stemless wine glass. We're giving everything away. The glasses, the oil, and most importantly, four tickets to the Home Winemakers Classic, June 23rd at Copia, CIA at Copia. A $200 value. Be the first one, please, to tweet. Please tweet. We still haven't come up with a good name. We need to take suggestions. We used to call this... People would bring us goodies to give away, so we called it, you know, getting your hands on Judd's goodies. But our district attorney and our police chief weren't crazy about that name. They were both guests and both kind of shook their heads. Okay, so maybe I'm a little dense and I wasn't picking up on the vibe. But so we're not going to call that anymore. We're just going to say, let's win some good stuff from Judd and Lauren here.
Yeah, and I think that would be a good name.
Win some good stuff from Judd and Lauren. Yeah. Rolls right off the tongue. All right.
I actually like that.
Okay. Be the first one to tweet with the hashtag JNVS for Judd's Napa Valley Show and put at Judd's Hill as one word. That'll pop up immediately. The first tweet in wins the wine and scotch glasses, the olive oil, and the four tickets in hot pink. So when you arrive... They're going to know you are a listener of Judd's Napa Valley Show because these are the only ones printed in hot pink to go to the Home Winemakers Classic June 23rd. Okay. We will see.
Do you think POTUS might tweet in?
You never know. He's pretty active there on the Twitter. Let's get back to Cassandra. We were just talking to you about this and that and your inspiration and maybe who the Valley Girls are. That's the name of your wine. Let's continue a bit, shall we?
Okay.
What type of wine are you making, and who's making it with you, and what do you do with the wine?
Now it's two couples.
Okay.
And we've been doing this since 97 was our first vintage. Didn't turn out quite the way we expected, but, you know, we learned a lot the first time. We usually make a Bordeaux blend.
Okay.
Always some Cab, always Merlot, and occasionally, depending what vineyard we pick from, we get some Cab Franc, Malbec, and so we almost always make a Bordeaux blend, except for the last three times we've made a rosé from Merlot.
Oh, how fun.
And it's really fun. The problem that we have, and most home winemakers have this problem too, it's very hard to keep your wine at a certain temperature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so luckily we had stainless steel tank when we were making the rosé. And we kept it outside, sheltered, but outside through the winter. And then we bottled in like January, I believe, that year. And we actually won Best of Show with our rosé in 2015.
Hey, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Very exciting.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
And Valley Girls production is how many cases?
One barrel, 25 cases.
25 cases, and you're generous enough to pour it out at the Classic?
Yeah.
Is that where folks can get to taste it?
Yeah, we usually pour about a case
at
the event, and it's fun. We really get a hoot out of the whole thing.
Oh,
we
good.
Our logo are like kisses, so we have these stickers, and we put the stickers on everybody's glass when they come to taste our wine.
Kisses like lipstick?
Yeah, they look like... Like a little lipstick kiss on their glasses. So
that is sweet. That is sweet. Well, I'll look for that. I'll look for people walking around town that night with glasses with kiss marks on them. Chief Gary Green, who you said I should just call you Gary, but I have such a, when someone has a title, I like to call them by their
title. No, thank
title.
You very much.
If you don't mind, I'm going to call you Chief.
All.
Is that all right, Gary?
Sure.
Okay, good. Let's talk about the wine that you make, and I also want to hear a little bit more about the fire department, too. So
Well, that's the interesting thing. I am not a home winemaker.
Oh, you're not making wine.
If I were a home winemaker, I'd have to use it to put out fires, like they did in Sonoma a long time ago.
My mistake. I thought you were part of the crew. You're here representing the beneficiary.
Absolutely. I tell you, without this, we wouldn't be able to do what we do behind the scenes, because we're part of Knapp County Fire.
Yeah.
But the fire department's separate from that. So we provide the firehouse, we provide the food, things like that, to house the county engines. Mm. So it's two separate events here going on.
Okay. And you've been with the department for 38 years?
That is correct.
Wow. Congratulations, and thank you for being part of it.
Well, it was a passion. Say my paid profession was being a teacher.
Right.
Because I was part of the JFK generation. Ask not what, you know. And so
right.
either you know, teaching and firefighting, you save the world hopefully one kid at a time or one house at a time, you know.
Well, you're obviously a very involved community member, having been a middle school teacher. I mean, not just a teacher, but a middle school teacher.
The hormonally gifted,
That takes, I mean, being a firefighter, I'm sure you see kind of sometimes the worst of the worst, and it steals you against the world. But I would imagine that being a middle school teacher has a similar effect, yeah?
Matter of fact, I think that's steal me for firefighting.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I can only imagine. What were you teaching?
I taught science, math, gift and talent education, some social studies.
Wow, wonderful. Yeah. You've even taken the kids on trips. You've gone to Russia a few times with the kids.
Yeah, I was part of the Sonoma Sister Cities.
Or Ukraine, excuse me, these days. It'd be Ukraine.
Right, part of Sonoma Sister Cities, and Konya of Ukraine was our sister city. So Jim Tonner and myself, another teacher, it used to be that the politicians go back and forth, the mayors, things like that. So that's kind of BS. We need to get the kids involved.
Yeah.
Like Eisenhower said, get the government out of the way. Mm-hmm. And things would be much better. So we took high school kids over three different times just so they could see the world in a different manner and have those kids come see us. It was a great experience.
I would imagine. What did you see the kids discovering? There must have been some great moments for you to witness with them.
They became very humble when they went to a country, a third world country, that didn't quite have what they had. And they were very humble about the whole situation. They saw the love and experience that was just like what they had, but in a different setting. So I think they begin to understand just human life as it is, human beings.
I've talked about this before on the show. I think travel is very important for anybody to get a sense of the world and how other people live and just to understand humanity and the earth as a place in which we all live and give us a little appreciation for what we've got, a little perspective. I don't know. I think it brings people together and fosters understanding.
It does.
I just wish there was some way to make everybody get out there and meet others and see how others.
Well, you're not old enough to remember, like, when I was a kid, we had these bomb drills. When in school, we'd actually go in the hallway and duck and cover because the Russians are going to drop bombs on us. Well, guess what the Russians were doing? They're doing the same thing because they thought we were going to bomb them. It's like, oh.
Yeah, and then you get over there, and you probably had these experiences. You're in Ukraine, like, wow, these people are people.
Absolutely.
We can have a good time together.
We did.
Okay, well, thank you for doing that with the youngins. And the department, so you're up there, kind of at the top of the hill, is that correct?
Yeah, we cover the western hills on the Napa Valley or the Sonoma County line.
Wow. What was your role in these past fires we just had?
Yeah, that was, that's when I'm a member of Napa County Fire, take the engines out. And, you know, as you can well imagine, that was a situation that was just well beyond anybody's control. You know, with the winds we had, too many fires, not enough resources, and it was just hard for our neighbors to understand that we couldn't be everywhere at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it was just pretty tragic for everyone involved.
Wow. Hey, did you get any sleep over the couple weeks, or...?
I think on day 12, my wife said, I've got a room at the Meritage. You need a day off. Come with me now or I'll divorce you.
Oh, so I hope you went.
I do. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. That's great. Well, you know, thanks for being a part of that. Lauren, you were going to pipe in with something? Oh, no. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. So this event, you know, this is your fundraiser. This is what makes it happen. This is the one time a year that you get out there and ask for money.
Absolutely.
Is this your one biggest source of support, financial support?
It's our only.
It's the only source.
Yeah, we have a raffle. We have a raffle that goes along with this, which would mean a lot to our local neighbors and other people. But it's all of the same event.
Okay. Well, that's great, folks. Please have a look. And by the way, there is a website if you want to learn more about the fire department, and maybe there's a way for people to support you through that as well, and that's drycreek-lacoya.com. You can find out more and see what's happening up there on the hill. Greg, you're sitting down now, and do you want to talk about, we've kind of jumped around a little bit, do you want to talk about this Valley Girls project that you're involved in as well, what your perspective is on it?
Well, the Valley Girls project is, it's a hobby, you know, it's something that I'm passionate about. When Cassandra was growing up, that her grandmother used to make wine in a crock in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
And that I found out, after I started making wine, I found out that my family, with a name like Wine Earth.
Yes, that, it's perfect.
We made wine for generations, but it skipped my grandfather and my father. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. Well, my grandfather had a disability, so he never taught my father how to make wine.
I see.
And then so about a year or so before my father passed, that we took wine back, and he tasted the wine, and he looked at the label, and tears were flowing down his face. And he says, the men in my family are making wine again.
That is, so that was really sweet. Now, you said the men in your family. It is called Valley Girls, and I had a chance to meet your daughter last week. We all... We're at an event and then went and had a beer together. And is she involved in the winemaking as well?
Yes.
Are you passing that along?
Yes. She's she's involved in, and she helped make every step of the way with this batch of wine that that we have.
Okay, so it's not just the men in the family who make wine. This is
now she picked with us probably the first couple of years until she got smart and said,
"You're right,
no
she
more,
figured it out.
Not
yeah.
doing this anymore." But now she's... She made wine with Greg this year.
Nice.
And yeah. And so the wine is it's a real wonderful thing. And we've been at the home winemakers for 19 of those 20 years. And what's really fantastic is that at this event, we have 155 lots of donated high-end wine from the wineries, the vintners in Napa Valley, and all the big names are there who have donated wine that is to raise money for these, for our heroes, our first responders
yes.
who defended the wineries and the homes as best they could with the resources that they had during the fires. And they're also, not only do they fight the fires, but they also have the EMTs that respond to people with health issues and things like that. So,
sure.
you know, these are, this is something that we really want to support. And
sounds like you're getting quite a bit of support back from the community. So, you know, you've served the community as the fire department. Sounds like you're getting support back. What does it take to enter? I mean, there's you said there's 29 home winemakers
right.
going to be showcasing. I mean, that's a pretty big number, but it seems, you know, in Napa Valley, there's got to be more than 29 people making wine at home. So what's the criteria to get in?
Well, that's true. What happened this year is, since we moved our venue to Copia, they only had a date open in June. We usually have this in July, and June was just a bit early for home winemakers to kind of do everything they want to do, plus it's vacation time, graduation time.
I see.
So we have... fewer winemakers this year than we've had in the past.
I think 29 sound like a lot to me, but I was just curious if there's criteria to get in.
The criteria is you have to be a home winemaker. You're not bonded.
That's it.
That's it.
There's no other.
And you're willing to come and pour your wine to the public.
Okay.
That kind of, you know,
easy enough. Yeah. And if there's, very good. And if there's any winemakers listening, home winemakers, how do they get involved?
Well, again, go to our website, which is the homewinemakersclassic.org, and, they can see a place right there where to register, where to get online. And registration is closed, of course, this year.
Mm-hmm.
But our next event would be on July 27th back at Copia for 2019. So if they want to join next year, they go online, take a look for the registration, and sign up.
Okay, easy as that. And if they, if somebody becomes a winner, or when somebody becomes the winner of, I don't know how you do it, by category, whatever, besides bragging rights, is there a fabulous treasure
ribbon,
trove of prizes?
Ribbon. They get these huge
ribbon. You get
ribbons.
Ribbons.
All right.
Ribbons.
Hey.
And they will display the ribbons proudly
there
in front
go.
Of their pouring station.
That's wonderful. This is really great. You know, I've really enjoyed talking with you guys. I've got to ask you something, though. I don't know, in all the years of either being a firefighter or involved in the classic, if anybody's ever asked you this. But do any of you go nuts for donuts?
Go nuts for donuts.
Yeah. You like donuts?
Oh. Yeah, I love donuts.
Okay, well, today is your
yes.
special day. Thanks, Lauren's helping me. They really taped this up here. So we got the, oh, he's got his fold-out knife. Look out. Here it goes. That's quite a blade. Here, like a precision.
It's okay. Oh, buttercream bakery.
I do know first aid.
Cut it. Yeah, he's cutting towards his thumb. I think you noticed that right away, Chief. All right, have a look in that box. I want you each to pick one, if you wouldn't mind.
Ladies.
What do you think? There you go. She is selecting the
yes.
maple old fashioned once again.
What?
The most popular donut on this show.
Are you kidding?
I'd say well over 90% of our guests choose the maple old fashioned.
Good thing I let her go first. I
Greg goes for the chocolate raise, the classic. That is the absolute classic. And Chief goes for the glazed nub thing. Okay, quickly, a wine to go with that.
I haven't tasted it yet.
Just maple. Just say your own wine. Your rosé of Merlot. Great. How about you, Chief?
The rosé of Merlot.
I'd probably go with the Casten Leap of Faith blended wine.
Okay. Who's making that one?
That's good.
Leap of Faith is John Casten.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. One of the home winemakers. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Great.
And this would go with, I'm sure, George O'Meara's Cabernet, the chocolate.
The double O.
The double O, yes. Okay.
You guys enjoy these. Chief and I are going to play a little game right now. I figure this is all to support you, so I'm going to turn to you now to play everyone's favorite party game here on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
This is Mad Libs.
That's right. It's the fill-in-the-blank word game. And as a former teacher, Chief Gary Green, I think you'll be very good at this. Let's go in the few minutes that we have left. I need a number. This could be any number you want.
How about number one?
One. We're number one. You got it. A plural noun, please.
Let's go to Saudi Arabia. Let's go to camels.
Camels. Oh, can't wait to see what happens here. Another plural noun.
Fingernails.
Fingernails, which are probably nice and stained purple and black by the end of your harvest, I would hope. Another number.
Let's go for a biggie. Let's go for 9,999,999.
And not one more or less. You got it. A geographic location of your choosing?
How about on the bottom of my shoe?
I love it. Very creative. That definitely is a geographical location on the bottom of my shoe. Got it. You've played this before, obviously. Almost done. A few more. Plural noun.
Billboards.
Billboards. Another plural noun.
How about ships?
Ships. All right. And finally, a profession.
Well, I'm not one, but how about a proctologist?
Okay. I don't think we've had one of those on the show, but we probably should to talk about health issues. Okay, earlier today, we're done now with you. Now you just get to sit back and enjoy. Earlier today, I was doing a little bit of research on the Home Winemakers Classic, and I found an article from the Napa Valley Register from July of 2016. So a couple of years ago, this was written about the event that you are now promoting. And you've just rewritten this article via this Mad Libs game. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. Often called the ultimate cult wine event, the event takes place at Charles Krug Winery in St. Helena. This was a couple of years ago. Of course, we know this year it will be at Copia. Okay, and is the major fundraising benefit for the Dry Creek La Coya Volunteer Fire Department, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You hear that, folks? Make your donations right now. You can write them off. Okay, so far so good, right?
No problem.
All right. Here we go. More than one home winemaker will pour their wine. So that's we're off to a rager.
Yeah, right.
We got more than one. Okay, more than one home winemaker will pour their camels.
No.
Yes. Quoted, the best fingernails that money can buy. Oh, this is getting really kind of creepy. I'm not sure about this. The Dry Creek La Coya Fire Department response area covers 9,999,999 square miles. Nice. On the bottom of Chief's shoe.
Nice.
As the Home Winemakers Classic billboards can taste the ships, meet the proctologists, and perhaps Day be able to say, I knew her when. And that is what we have learned about the Home Winemakers Classic today. I would like to thank you all so much for coming out once again. Information is at homewinemakersclassic.org. We have been joined by George O'Meara, who has had to go, Chief Gary Green of the Dry Creek La Coya Volunteer Fire Department, and Cassandra and Greg Wineearth, Home Winemakers Extraordinaire. I wish you much luck. It's always a great event, and thanks.
Well, I hope to see you there as well.
Yeah, That'd be good luck. Good luck with everything.
Did you get a winner?
I don't get reception. I don't even know if I get a until like an hour after the show. I've got to go like look up. But I will let you know about that.
This is Lauren Mole speaking for Judd's Napa Valley Show, a Gil Amar production.
Hola, mi valle.
This is Isela.
And Gabriela.
Your new host for La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
Tune in to 1440 AM KVON.
Or stream KVON.com on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to our new show, La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela. To learn and listen about current topics, events, and happenings that affect our community.
Listen to your powerhouse Latinas every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to 10, La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
Mental health issues touches everyone. Whether it is depression, anxiety, or trauma, we all know someone who is suffering right now. Maybe it's you. Don't let stigma silence you and prevent you from living the life you deserve. Hi, I am Marty Palmer, the clinical director at Mentis, Napa's Center for Mental Health Services. Don't suffer in silence. Call us at 707-255-0966, extension 132. Remember, you are not alone.
Hello, sports fans. Baseball season is in full swing, and that means many kids and Major League ball players are stepping up to the plate to volunteer.
I volunteer because I like helping people. I volunteer because I'm good at it.
All over America, teenagers are volunteering. Why?
It's a great way to meet girls.
And